I loved the conversation that Fox News' Bret Baier had yesterday with Elon Musk and the Doge engineers. And you've got to check out what they, if you weren't watching yesterday, it is the first interview that I know of. All this controversy about Doge, and yet nobody has actually sat down to ask them about their jobs and how they do their jobs. Bret Baier asked one of the computer software experts, there were about, you know, six of them with Elon, about what are you doing to protect Social Security payments from being stolen by fraudsters. Now, bear in mind, this is very important. The left, the Democrats, the media, though I'm being very redundant and repetitive there, are complaining, oh, they're trying to get their hands on Social Security. Oh, they're trying to steal your Social Security. No, what they're trying to do is protect it. Here, have a listen. This is Bret Baier asking one of the engineers, his name is Aram, about how his software expertise extends to Social Security.
Aram Moganasi, Doge engineer. You go into these places, one of the more than a dozen engineers, first people to go into the agencies and view the computer data sets. Tell me what you're finding, and for people who don't understand how that process works, explain it for them.
Yeah. I'll say the first thing that got me really excited about Doge was learning basically the state of government computers. By some estimates, government IT costs about $100 billion, and it's funding systems that are over 50 years old, in the case of something like Social Security or the IRS. So really critical systems are old. They cost a lot of money to maintain, and they can be, the efforts to improve them are often very delayed. So I thought I'm a software engineer that maybe can make a difference here, and that's really what inspired me at a high level.
Okay, so this is the guy, this is one of the guys who said he wanted to use his expertise to look into it. Bret Baier then plays a clip of several prominent Democrats. You'll recognize several of their voices. You got Greg Kassar, who is just a hot mess, four-alarm fire demagogue. Then you've got outgoing Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan from New Hampshire, and then you'll recognize hearing the voice of Chuck Schumer from New York.
There's a lot of mystery about Social Security and a lot of words about it from, here's what Democrats have been saying about it.
It's absurd that Elon Musk is trying to eliminate billions of dollars from Social Security.
Elon Musk and President Trump have set their sights on cutting Social Security.
Their goal is clear. Destroy Social Security from within.
You're in the building. I mean, you're in the computers. What's happening there? What are you doing?
Yeah, it doesn't line up with my experience on the ground. And I'll say the two improvements that we're trying to make to Social Security are helping people that legitimately get benefits, protect them from fraud that they experience every day on a routine basis, and also make the experience better. And I'll give you one example is at Social Security, one of the first things we learned is that they get phone calls every day of people trying to change direct deposit information. So when you want to change your bank account, you can call Social Security. We learned 40% of the phone calls that they get are from fraudsters.
40%.
That's right. Almost half.
Yes, and they steal people's Social Security is what happens. Is they call in, they say they claim to be a retiree, then they convince the Social Security person on the phone to change where the money's flowing. It actually goes to some fraudster. This is happening all day, every day. And then somebody doesn't receive their Social Security. It's because of all the fraud loopholes in the Social Security system.
Okay, that was Elon Musk. This is what they're trying to stop. And you know, what do we hear? These third-rate politicians. Oh, they're trying to cut Social Security. Oh, they're going after Social Security. Please, let's go back to that ridiculous clip here.
It's absurd that Elon Musk is trying to eliminate billions of dollars from Social Security.
Elon Musk and President Trump have set their sights on cutting Social Security.
Their goal is clear. Destroy Social Security from within.
Yeah. Why would they want to destroy Social Security? Why are they trying to, quote, get their hands on Social Security? What Elon Musk wants, who's worth over $400 billion with a B, $400 billion, is trying to get someone's $2,800 Social Security check? Really? It's just so ridiculous. What they are trying to do is eliminate a system that over the years has accumulated mounds of bureaucracy and has become a magnet for fraud. So Bret Baier says, okay, well, given the problems that you're uncovering, what are your solutions?
How do you reassure people that what you all are doing is not going to affect their benefits?
No, in fact, what we're doing will help their benefits. Legitimate people, as a result of the work of DOGE, will receive more Social Security, not less. I want to emphasize that. As a result of the work of DOGE, legitimate recipients of Social Security will receive more money, not less money.
All right.
I want to emphasize that point and let the record show that I said this, and it will be proven out to be true. Let's check back on this in the future.
And good for him. And by the way, Social Security, this is so important because Social Security doesn't pay its way anymore. There is now more money going out from Social Security than going in to Social Security. This started about 4 or 5 years ago. It's no longer a system where you have way more people paying into it than you have receiving it. I think in 1960, there were 5 people paying into Social Security for every recipient taking money out. Now that ratio is down to about 2.5 people are paying into Social Security for everyone who's pulling money out. So any money that you can save by doing the first top-down, detailed audit to find money that is being wasted and prevent fraud that's siphoning money away from people, the more you do that, the better. So good for them. And just my contempt level for these, again, these third-rate politicians saying, oh, they're trying to take billions from Social Security. No, dummy. They're trying to save billions in Social Security. That's their job. That's what they signed up to do. What have you done? What have any of these politicians done to get rid of fraud and abuse and massive waste in the Social Security system? Not a freaking thing. And Chuck Schumer has been there for over 25 years. This, again, congratulations to Bret Baier for doing this interview. This is the first interview where you're actually getting the point of view of the people working for DOGE. Instead, all you get are these sound bites from these politicians going, oh, they're trying to attack Social Security. Bret Baier asks this engineer about what was discovered, what he discovered with duplicative and redundant federal employee jobs.
Anthony Armstrong, DOGE, Office of Personnel Management, Morgan Stanley banker, M&A guy.
Yeah.
You know, money. And this is a lot of money sloshing around.
There's a lot of money sloshing around. There's a lot of money sloshing out the door. And if you look at the federal government and the way the workforce works, it's really a one-way ratchet. over decades.
So it's only going up.
It's only going up. You never take it away. So that leaves you with duplicative functions. It leaves you with overstaffing, and it leaves you with functions in the wrong places. So a couple of examples. Duplicative functions. Brad mentioned 27 CIOs. If you had kept going with Brad, he would talk about the communications office. I think you've got 40 distinct communications offices in HHS, right?
Yeah. 40?
And that's not unusual, by the way, multiple offices like that.
It's not making anyone healthy.
This is not about the employees there. There's many, many hardworking, well-meaning people who took these jobs. These jobs were out there. They applied for them. They took them. They're doing what's there. It's just that they're duplicating the effort of 40 offices. So you've got that. You've got overstaffing. A good example of overstaffing would be the IRS has got 1,400 people who are dedicated to provisioning laptops and cell phones. So if you join the IRS, you get a laptop and a cell phone, you're provisioned. So if each of those IRS officers or employees provisioned two employees per day, you could provision the entire IRS in a little more than a month. So 12 times a year,
it doesn't make any sense. Why would you have 1,400 people whose only job it is to give out a laptop and a phone?
Right. The whole IRS could be handled once a month.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? 1,400 employees do nothing more than hand out laptops and phones to other employees. This is what they are trying to stop. They're not there for policy, i.e. what the IRS does. They're simply saying there are so many more efficient, less expensive ways of doing it. The same DOGE engineer, Anthony Armstrong, pointed out that they are supposed to be making these cuts with a scalpel, not a hatchet. And of course, they say they're being wildly misconstrued by the media. They are making these cuts with a scalpel.
And President Trump's been very clear, it's scalpel, not hatchet, and that's the way it's getting done. And then once those decisions are made, there's a very heavy focus on being generous, being caring, being compassionate, and treating everyone with dignity and respect. And if you look at how people have started to leave the government, it is largely through voluntary means. There's voluntary early retirement. There's voluntary separation payments. We put in place deferred resignation, the 8-month severance program. So there's a very heavy bias towards programs that are long dated, that are generous, that allow people to exit and go and get a new job.
In other words, instead of simply having what's called a reduction in force, a RIF, which they are legally allowed to do. Instead of doing that, what their first preference is, okay, tell you what we're going to do. We understand that you went to work for the federal government, you applied for the job, you got the job, you're doing the job. The problem is a lot of people are doing that job, and there are too many positions being filled by too many people, and it doesn't serve the public interest to have this kind of redundancy. So what we're going to do is allow you to have, 6 to 8 months to find another job. You're still on the payroll for the next half year. You'll still have your health and benefits, your vacation, everything that is there. But at the end of that period, your job will no longer exist. So we're giving you a chance. We're paying you to find another job. And then when you leave, no one's going to fill your job. Your job's just going to disappear. What on earth is wrong with that? That is fair. It's compassionate. It understands that the employee is, not a cheater or anything. The employee is just simply doing a job that is not necessary anymore. And instead of just simply reducing that, giving them 2 weeks severance, they're giving them almost half a year to find a better gig. That seems fair to me. And Washington, D.C. is so toxic, and it's so emotionally demagogic with these ridiculous accusations that good people doing important work are being unfairly demonized. And this interview last night gives you an idea of just how important this work is, how reasonable they are. So it would be nice if the news media actually showed the other side of the story. Brett Baer shouldn't be. No one else has done an interview like this on TV. They've been at it for 2.5 months and they've been under attack the whole time. So let us hope that other media start showing the other side of Doge. Be nice if 60 Minutes had an interview like this. How come they hadn't done something like this?